Albayan Radio presents Practical Explanations of Commonly Recited Suwar, presented by Sheikh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. And we are continuing with a brief explanation of the commonly recited verses and chapters in the Quran. And we are still up to Al-Fatiha, the last verse. Allah Azza wa Jal says, "Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim, wala ad-dallin." And we are still speaking about the following of those who Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed. Al-ladhina an'ama Allah alayhim min al-nabiyyina wa-siddiqina wa-shuhada'i wa-salihin. And in the previous episode, we spoke about al-nabiyyin and the importance of following the prophets and the messengers, specifically our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does it mean to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And when we say we follow him, what are we following him in? Dear brothers and sisters, a person following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam needs to follow him in everything that he does to the best of his ability. Needs to follow him in everything he does to the best of his ability. Beginning with his faith, his aqidah, his iman. When a person wants to believe, what does he believe? He believes what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. What does he understand about Allah? What does he understand about Islam? What does he understand about the Quran? What does he understand about Iman? What does he understand about Jannah, about Jahannam, about the Day of Judgment, about the angels, about the previous prophets? What does he understand about the implementation of the religion? It is incumbent that a person who says, "I am a Muslim," follows the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in matters of belief. Unfortunately, we are moving very far away from this understanding. And this is something very dangerous. The most important thing about being a Muslim is your faith. It is not your prayer. It is not your hijab. It is not your siyam. It is not your reading of Quran. All of these things are excellent. But they all come after your original faith, your original believing in Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in Islam. Because if a person does not have that faith, then anything that comes after means nothing. Now, if you get, for example, an atheist, or you get a Buddhist, or you get a Hindu, or you get a Christian, or a Jew, or anyone from any other religion, and they implement the Sharia to a T, they implement the Sharia perfectly, they do not disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla their entire lives, but they were upon another belief, then none of their actions mean anything. None of their actions mean anything. Why? Because the first condition for an act of worship to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that it is done by a Muslim. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the actions of the people who were not sincere, and if they didn't do these actions according to the way Allah azza wa jal wanted, because they were not Muslims, or they were not sincere in their actions, Allah says about them, وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. On the Day of Judgment, Allah comes to those actions that they done and they become like scattered dust. Because there was no benefit from them. There was no benefit. Why? Because they done it and they were not Muslims. So it is a condition that a person be a Muslim for him to have his deeds accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when we look at the Muslim and how important the matter of faith is, there is nothing more important than faith. There is a reason why we begin with that testimony of faith. In order for you to become a Muslim, you need to say and believe, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. If a person truly understands that, and he understands it properly, then he understands that whatever Allah wants from me, I will do. Whatever Allah wants from me, I will implement. What Allah tells me is correct. What the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows me is correct. He is speaking on behalf of Allah. I need to follow him, etc. And this was the understanding of our blessed companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And it is very sad that we as Muslims are losing this day after day, where our belief is understanding that Allah exists and understanding that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a prophet of Allah. And this is excellent because it makes you a Muslim. But then what after that? It is as if we are coming up with our own concepts and our own beliefs and our own realm of acceptability, even if they are at times in direct contradiction to the Quran and Sunnah. And this moving away from the belief system of the Prophet ﷺ, it has levels. It may be a simple mistake that a person makes, which if they had more knowledge, which people need to seek, maybe it could be overlooked and rectified very easily. But other beliefs are turning into major innovations, where a person is committing major sin, and sometimes worse than major sin, by believing certain beliefs, and is becoming a major issue. Or, ayyadun billah, sometimes it is a clear-cut matter of disbelief, where the person has actually, because of that belief, exited the fold of Islam, or committed an act which could take them outside of the fold of Islam. But because of their lack of knowledge, they actually struggle to understand and comprehend what their problem, what their mistake actually is. And this is a major issue which can easily be rectified. How? By seeking knowledge. As the Prophet ﷺ told us, the cure to ignorance, the cure to ignorance is the seeking of knowledge. إِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعِيِّ أَسْسُؤَالِ إِنَّمَا شِفَاءُ الْعِيِّ أَسْسُؤَالِ So we need to learn our religion. What does our religion say? And what does it want from us? Beginning with matters of belief. This is the foundation in which the building of faith is built upon. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll speak about the dealings and the acts of worship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the next episode. هذا والله أعلم صلى الله محمد وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته